السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Rafa.
Huzur says that Rafa is one word, and about this I am explaining the meaning for the last couple of weeks. The meaning of this is to raise and to elevate. This is used regarding the elevation of a physical thing and also regarding the fame and exalting. It is also used. And as we have firm belief that this is actually Allah Almighty who is Rafi, which grants all types of heights and loftiness. This attribute of Allah Almighty, I have been mentioning in my previous sermons. So Allah Almighty, while He is Rafi, who grants these elevations and height, at the same time he occupies that excellence and height which a human intellect cannot comprehend. He is far away, despite that he is very close, and despite his being presence everywhere, he is very high and very above. So Allah Almighty for himself has used the word Rafi'ud Darajat. That is to say that Allah Almighty, the position and the status of Allah Almighty is extremely lofty and very high and sublime. So the excellence of the status of Allah Almighty is actually the highest point which cannot be comprehended by the human intellect and wisdom. But there also cannot be any other higher place higher than that. And because of that, he is also declared Rabbul Arsh, the sovereign of the highest place, and he occupies the highest position. And he is not settling these matters sitting on the throne, but as I have mentioned, he is present everywhere. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, explaining this point, he says that the throne of Allah is something which is very, very beyond the comprehension, and this is something to which the human eye and sight cannot reach, which is from the heaven and the earth, and rather from all types of directions, he is at equal position. And not that, God forbid, that Allah Almighty is very close from human eye and very close from the heaven. So the one who believes in such a thought, he is an accursed person. Allah Almighty is the one who is close from the earth and close from the heaven. And this is a position which cannot be emulated and which does not carry any element of weakness in it, and he is present everywhere and he is omnipresent, as Allah Almighty says, Huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum, that wherever you go, he will always remain with you. And then Allah Almighty says, Ma yakuno min najwa min salasatin illa huwa rabihum, that whenever three people, they consult one another separately, while Allah Almighty is the fourth one with them. And then Allah Almighty says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ, that we are from him, that is the human being, closer to him than his jugular vein. So as Allah Almighty explains from his word, which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in this extract which I have presented, that Allah Almighty, despite his being far away, he is very close and always with human beings. Although he is sitting on the throne of heaven, but he is very close. There is no such place where Allah Almighty does not exist. But he said that Allah Almighty is so close that he is closer to him than his jugular vein. And those people who are very close to Allah Almighty, they also have the attributes of Allah in a more brilliant way. And that status goes on increasing. And Allah Almighty continues to remind them about the closeness and nearness of Allah, and they know it fully well. Allah Almighty protects them from all the enemies and also raises their status. But despite that, as he has mentioned, the throne of Allah is very, very high, to which no human being can ever reach. This subject, in a different way, Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in this way. He says that Allahu allazi rafa samawati bighayri amadin tarawnaha thumma istawa 'alal arsh, that your Allah is that Allah who has raised the heavens without the support of pillars, as you see. And then He has been fully established on the throne. And some people run into the doubt that whether before that Allah Almighty was not settled on the arsh, on the throne. So the answer is that arsh, the throne, is not something visible. This is a status of being infinite, which is one of the attributes of Allah Almighty. So when Allah Almighty has created everything in heaven and the earth, and in a subordinate way, from his light, he has given the light to the sun and the moon and the stars. And human beings are also created in the metaphorically in the shape of human beings, and gave him all the attributes and qualities he has. So therefore a metaphor has been created here. So as he is free from being explained in metaphors, so therefore he has explained his point par excellence and sublimity has been mentioned in this way. The gist of that is that after he has created everything, but he is not one of them, but he is far above from them and is in a position which cannot be fully comprehended. He is not one of the created things, although he has given so many attributes to human beings, but also he has commanded that you try to acquire the color of the attributes of Allah. But still he is very much different and occupies a very, very high position. So this is our Allah, which encompasses all the attributes. He is Rafiu Darajat, he is very high status, he is the owner of the heaven. And for him, he is very close to human beings, closer to him than his own jugular vein. And Allah says that I am closer to human beings from their jugular vein. And despite he is closer than the jugular vein, but human beings cannot see that. But it is Allah Almighty who shows the manifestation of his power to the people. They cannot see it directly. As he says, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ, that the sights cannot reach God Almighty, but he reaches to the minds of people. A human being, on the basis of his knowledge and understanding, nor because of any status of him, can see God Almighty. But it is Allah Almighty who discloses himself to human beings. So Allah Almighty is that who is hidden in the curtains of secrecy. But we cannot have any physical concept about God. Physical understanding is not there. While the Christians, because of their erroneous belief, they have made Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a human being, they have given him the status of divinity, status of God. The status of God is very, very high and free from all types of weakness and shortcoming. He does not need any help. While Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned about him, and Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran that he and his mother, they used to eat food, have food, which establishes the point that they have now passed away. And it is also proved that the one who is in need of having some food in order to have his sustenance, how he can be a god, how he can fulfill the needs of other people. And there are so many other arguments are there which establish him a human being. Apart from Ahmadis, beside Ahmadis, there is a large number of the Muslims who, because of their ignorance, are following blindly their scholars who do not have the full understanding of the Holy Quran. Whatever has been mentioned in the Holy Quran about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Rafi'uka ilayya and Rafa'ullahu ilayh, these wording has been used in the Holy Quran, that Allah Almighty exalted him to himself. They take the meaning from that as if Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, with his physical body, he ascended to heaven. Or Allah Almighty raised him physically with his body. And then at a later time, for the reformation of the world, he will come down. First they were saying that he would be coming in the 14th century. So now they are saying closer to the day of judgment he would come. And there are so many other stories associated with it. So anyway, the Muslims do not know that unintentionally, because of this wrong inference, they are actually lending a support to the Christians. Because this is something which the Christians take it up, and then they try to establish the superiority of Hazrat Isa upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although there are great scholars and some educated people in certain countries, in Muslim countries, they are rectifying this misunderstanding now, and they believe that the wording which has been used in this verses, they clearly indicate that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away. Recently, the president of Iran also made a statement in which he addressed the Christians, the statement which he gave addressing the Christians, that indicated that he has this in his mind, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away, or at least he understands that way. In his statement, he did not mention any weak point about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, but with reference to his teaching, he advised the Christians, irrespective of the fact that whether this president, whether he, how far he is established on the right path. I just want to say that in his mind, he has this concept of the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in his mind, as it is clear from his statement. And likewise, in Turkey, our missionary, the Mahajalal Sham Sahib, he has mentioned that the translations of the Holy Quran in Turkish, in many translations which are published, he has mentioned that the translation of these verses, they have clearly done it as the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But still, in Ummat-e-Muslima, the word Rafa'ullah is described as the physical ascension of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Recently, somebody wrote to me from the Western countries that I have got a friend under Tabligh, and he says that everything else is right, but on this question of Rafa, I am not fully satisfied, that the argument that you present, I can't understand it. And in the subcontinent, there are a large number of Muslims are there, those who are interested in religion, including those who are from Arab countries, those Muslims, those who know Arabic, and they have the understanding of the Arabic words. There are a large number of such people who still say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is still alive in heaven. Some time ago, a member of the community from Pakistan, he came, non-Ahmadi. And many non-Ahmadi Muslims, they come to see me, those who have got some contact through some friends. He mentioned to me that from the Holy Quran, the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is not established. When I gave him the reference of the Holy Quran, and then there was limited time, but he said that I will come again and then discuss the subject. But several months have passed by, he hasn't come back. So the purpose of saying is that in our Muslims, and our people, the ulama or the commentators, they have, put this idea so much into their minds that after the claim of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, this point is put very emphatically into the minds of the people that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is alive in heaven, and his second advent is going to take place in his person physically. But those who are right-minded people, to whatever religion they may belong, Allah Almighty guides them. A few days ago, an English person, a Christian, who is doing his PhD, or perhaps he has completed in science, he's a student of science, he came to see me. And he's very close to Ahmadiyyat, and he is taking great interest. He told me that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam being God and the concept of his atonement, he doesn't believe that, and that's why he has come closer to Islam. So the Christians, those who are pious minded, they know it now that their own belief is wrong, and they are getting closer to Islam, and those people who are supposed to defend the cause of Islam, they are among the opponents and supporting their arguments. So similarly, there are lot of other Christians who enter into Ahmadiyyat by the grace of Allah. They believe Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to be a human being and a prophet who came in his time, and after spending his life, he passed away from this world. Anyway, as I said, the Muslims, because of this belief of them, they try to base their conviction on the verses of the Holy Quran. These are the two verses which I am present. But the beautiful commentary of these two verses has been mentioned by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, I will be mentioning some of that after that. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says, Is qala Allahu ya Isa inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya wa mutahhiruka min allazina kafaru وَجَعَلُ الَّذِينَ تَبَوْكَ فَوْكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْكِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأَحْكُمُوا بَيْنَكُمْ فِي مَا كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. separate from those people who disbelieved, and those people who followed you, and over those people who have denied you, I am going to make them dominant over those people until the day of judgment. And then you are going to come back to me, and then I will decide for you in those matters in which you have been differing and having different opinion. This is from Al Imran. And in the Aql, other place, he says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ مِنَّا قَتَلَّ الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا سَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتَّبَعَ الظَّنَّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And because of their saying that certainly we have killed Isa, who was the Prophet of Allah, they have not been able to kill him nor to crucify him. The matter has been made confused upon them. And those people who have differed in this, they are just following a conjecture. They do not have the real knowledge about that except following the conjecture. And certainly they have not been able to kill him. But Allah Almighty exalted him to himself, and Allah Almighty is most dominant and very high. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says about these verses that in this verse Allah Almighty has in the sequence mentioned himself as the subject, and then he has mentioned four actions of him in the order one by one. First of all, Allah Almighty has mentioned the one who has actually done this thing, the file, and what is that, and what are those actions which he did. He says that, O Isa, I am going to cause you to die. This is the first thing. I am going to cause you to die. And secondly, I am going to raise you to myself. And the third is that I am going to absolve you from the allegations of the disbelievers. And those who are going to follow you, I am going to give them the dominance over the disbelievers. So this point I will explain later on, what is the meaning of that. Certain people have a question about it. And it's quite obvious. He says, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, that all these four things have been mentioned in the right sequence. And the sequence which it ought to be, that is in the same order it has been mentioned. And there is no doubt that the person who is called upon by Allah Almighty, irjai ila rabbike, that you come back to me, the news goes to that person. It is essential that first he should die. And then according to irjai ila rabbike, according to this one, that according to the hadith, that his exaltation is towards Allah. And it is essential for the spirit of a believer to have been exalted towards Allah. And the ahadith, the true ahadith, they support this meaning, they support this point. There are several ahadith. So according to that, Huzur says that, let me explain it first, that this another point which has been mentioned, irji ila rabbike, which has been mentioned here, let me explain that. The full verse is like this, irji ila rabbika raziyatan marziya. And the meaning of that is that in the state of being happy with Allah, you come back to Allah and getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place and explaining the same meaning, that Allah Almighty by causing the Messiah to die, then he exalted him to himself. As the expression is said, that pious people, when they die, it is said that such and such a noble person was exalted to himself. As irji ila rabbike, the wording indicates to this one, Allah Almighty is present everywhere. And he is watching over everything. And his presence is not physical and does not have a particular direction. So then how can I say that the person who was raised to heaven, to Allah, then certainly his body would have reached the heaven? This is far from truth. their righteous people, according to spiritual understanding, they are always raised to Allah Almighty, and not that their physical body and bones, they reach God Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the understanding of Ilm-e Kalam which he has given, and he has explained the point in several ways to understand, help us to understand the verses of the Quran and the commentary that he has given, that is such that when a person with a pious heart does not understand, they cannot reads it, they cannot understand it. Anyway, those people who don't want to understand and those who are not gifted with the understanding, they won't be able to understand that. This person also said that he does not understand this. And continuing the subject which extract which I was writing, which I was reading, I continue. Then the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, after that, whatever he said to the Isa alayhi salam, that I am going to absolve you from the allegations of the opponents, that the this is reference to the point that the Jewish people wanted, that they should kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and that should be according to the Deuteronomy, what is written in the Bible, that whosoever dies on the cross, he dies in a cursed death, and he is not raised with the honor to Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty gave this the glad tiding in this verse, that you will die a natural death, and then you will be raised to me with glory and honor. And those people who wanted to crucify you, and the people who are the efforts which they are being done by your enemies, they are going to be frustrated in that. And whatever they are planning to do and trying to do that, and I am going to put all these allegations, they are going to be kept away, and you will be absolved with that. That is to say, the crucifixion and the result of that, the view of the Christian, the Jewish people was there. What was the impact of that? That is to say, the curse and the deprivation from prophethood, and not to get the exaltation to Allah Almighty, and the raising of the status. So all these are the effect of that belief. And here in the word tawaffa, there is a fine reference to this point, that he will be saved from the death on the cross. Because the this meaning of tawafi is very clear, that it's a natural death. That is to say, such a death which may be because of some ailment or sickness, and not as a result of certain injuries or unnatural way. And so many commentators of the Holy Quran also have mentioned it, that inni mumitu ka hatfa anfika, that is to say, that not as a result of falling or as some injury, not like that, but I will cause you to die in a natural way, in a normal way. Regarding that, the word tawafi is not used, but the word tawafi is used for such death which is a natural, where normally this word is used. So he says that this is a reference to the third part of the verse, that the reference is to mutahiruka min allazina kafaru. It is all the more prominently mentioned there, reference to this third part of the verse, the mutahiruka min allazina kafaru, that clearly indicates, as it is mentioned there at the third point. So this is the natural sequence, as it has to be there, that I am going to purify you, and that is what it means, that I am going to protect you from the allegations and their ill effect. So when the death of after the natural death, when Allah Almighty raised him just like other prophets to himself, then certainly he was saved from all the allegations of the Jewish people. And the fourth point, وَجَعَلُ الَّذِينَ تَبَوْكَ فَوْكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, this has been mentioned as at the fourth point, that the followers of Hazrat Isa, their dominance would be done after that. So all these four points, they are mentioned in that natural sequence, as they should be. And this is actually the beauty of the Holy Quran, because it is the most appropriate way of saying it, that all the important points, they have been mentioned in a very natural sequence, and this is the height of excellence of the Holy Quran and the eloquence. And this is a proves that this is the word of Allah Almighty, full of wisdom, in which there is a strange order. So this is a natural sequence which has been mentioned there, and this is a point which is kept throughout the Holy Quran. You just look at the Holy Suratul Fatiha. First Rabbul Alameen is mentioned, then Rahman, then Rahim, and then Malik Yawmiddin. These are the four attributes which are mentioned there, and then this sequence of beneficence has been mentioned from the common beneficence to the special beneficence. It goes like that. And there's a beneficence which is for ordinary people, and then beneficence which is for special people. So in the natural order it has been mentioned. In short, the Allah Almighty has mentioned it in the most eloquent way. And this verse of the Holy Quran which has been referred here, the four points have been mentioned in great sequence. And that is a point of great excellence and eloquence of the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran, which is such a perfect book, this is the source of eloquence. And in its normal style of expression, this four things have been mentioned. In this, the above mentioned verse, the four points have been mentioned in a very beautiful sequence. And but the ulama, the scholars of this age, who are very biased, those who are doing like the Jewish people, yuharrifun al-kalim an mawazihi, that the Holy Quran says that they change the wording of the place of the wording from their right place. So they are trying their best, and by making some interpolation and changes in the wording of the Holy Quran, with great difficulty they are trying to change this order with a great effort on their part. So this they have denied the natural sequence of the two parts of out of these four. That they say that although mutahhiruka and mutahhir wajailul lazina tabauka, although in a natural sequence they are coming at the end, but they say that inni mutawaffika and rafiuka, they say that this is not according to the natural sequence. This is what these ulama say. That Allah Almighty mentioned that first I am going to mutahiruka min allazina kafaru wa jailul lazina tabau kafoka. They say these two parts are mentioned in the sequence right, but the death and the exaltation, this sequence is not right. This is what the ulama say. But they say that inni mutawaffika and rafiuka should be interchanged, that mutawaffika, the death, should be mentioned after that, it should be, and they say according to them it is afterwards, and the word rafiuka, that I am going to exalt you, that should be the first. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that it's very sad that these people, despite this fact that this extreme eloquent expression of the Holy Quran which Allah Almighty has shown us, they have tried to change the sequence of that order. And this statement, which is absolutely eloquent and in natural sequence, is there, which is the best of those best, the most perfect, excellent and eloquent expression is there. So these people, instead of following that one, they have changed the order, and they try to twist that and to change it, the wording of Allah Almighty, and they have accepted on the order of the two, and the two parts have been excluded from the circle of the eloquence. About the two they have mentioned, they are all right, and where they did not find any argument, therefore they said this is wrong. The first two, they say, is in the wrong order, and according to their under, the one which was mentioned first, they put it at the second, and the second they have put it as the first. But despite all this interpolation in the Jewish pattern, even if we suppose that that inni rafiuka ilayya is to be taken first before the death which has been mentioned in mutawaffika, still Huzur says that the subject of these people who make this deviation and interpolation will not be established there, because the meaning of that is that I am going to raise you to myself and then I am going to cause you to die. And that it will mean that in that case the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will take place in heaven. Because if the death is mentioned after Rafa and there is no mention of Nuzul, the descent in between, so that clearly establishes that first Hazrat Isa will be raised to heaven and then he will die there. If they had invented a third part of it, and then it is put in the middle, and then it is said that, O Isa, first I am going to raise you, and then I am going to descend you, and then I will cause you to die, then the meaning would be right. But despite all these interpolations and changes, but these two wording which has been used, which they are trying to say, that will not remain the wording of Allah Almighty, but because of the interpolation of the human nature, it will not remain the word of God. And because of this interpolation and changes, it would be appear an example of interpolation of a person who, because of his audacity and shamelessness, perform this interpolation. And this will be absolutely dishonesty and totally wrong. And looking at the commentary of Hazrat Ibn Abbas in Tafsir Ma'alim, under this verse, Ya Isa inni mutawaffika wa rafiuka ilayya, it is written that Ali bin Talha Ibn Abbas relates from Hazrat Ibn Abbas that the meaning of this verse is that I will cause you to die, inni mumituka. This is supported by the wording of Allah Almighty. Whatever Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, that is the proof of that. As it is said, Kul yatawaffakum malakul maut, that you declare that the angel of death which has been appointed upon you will cause you to die. And then Allah Almighty says, Allazina tatawaffahumul malaikato, that those people who are caused to die by angels in the state that they are purified people, and then said allazina tatawaffahumul malaikatu zalimi anfusihim, that those people who are caused to die in a state when they are doing injustice to themselves. So in short, Hazrat Ibn Abbas, he had this firm belief that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has died a natural death, and the readers should take it very clear that Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, says that the readers of the book, they would know it fully well that Hazrat Ibn Abbas is among those people who understood the message of the Quran very well, and regarding him there is a prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in respect of Hazrat Ibn Abbas. These are not only the three verses, but Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned and he has announced that from the beginning to the end, wherever the word tawafi has been used, in all such occasions, the meaning of this word has been taken as the natural death. Then, in one place, he says in a very emphatic way, he mentions the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, establishing it from the Holy Quran. He says that if Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, after his death, again he was raised with his body, then the statement in the Holy Quran should be like that in Ya Isa inni mutawaffika summa muhyika summa rafiuka ila Isa, that the meaning would be that, O Isa, I will cause you to die, then I will raise you from the dead, and then I will exalt, take you up into the heaven. But here Allah Almighty has simply mentioned rafiuka has been mentioned, and after that there is no other word word is mentioned after mumituka. And if there is any other word after mumituka, that should be shown. And I claim that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam died a natural death. And we have to believe that wherever the word rafiuka or barafahullahu ilayh is mentioned there, that is the ascension of his soul, and not the physical ascension, is the exaltation of his soul. And taking any meaning other than that is simply the ignorance and foolishness. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that the Holy Quran from the beginning to the end is filled with the statement. He has mentioned 23 verses where the word tawafi has been mentioned, and the meaning of all that is always the physical death. And then in Izala Uham, he has mentioned from 30 verses of the Holy Quran that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has died a natural death. In short, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has produced a vast literature and left it behind, from which the death of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has clearly been established, because for Muslims there are very clear proofs to understand that, and also for the Christians, from their own books he has established that he was a human being and he was a person very close to Allah Almighty, and he has proved his spiritual exaltation. And not that he was a God or son of God, which has taken the Christian thought into adulterous setting up partners with Allah Almighty. And this erroneous belief of these people, it is good for the Christian people that they should repent from there. And they should believe in the Messiah of Muhammad, who just came at the right time. And they should believe the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fulfilling his what he said. They should convey his salam, the salam of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to this promised Messiah. And through this they would be able to reform their life and the life to come. And the Ahmadis should also remember that in this age and time, the books of the promised Messiah are there, who in this confrontation of the truth and the falsehood, and these are the books which are actually going to dumbfound the other people. There are so many statements in the books of the promised Messiah. I've just mentioned a few. If I go on describing that, it will take several hours. There are so many statements in which the natural death and the spiritual elevation of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam has been mentioned, apart from other things. There are some people who have this thought, and those people who have been born and brought up here, and those who have been mixed in the society here, that as the books of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they are very difficult. Therefore, instead of that, we should try to produce literature according to our own understanding and in our own words. No doubt, your literature of your own should be produced, but the basis of that must be on the based on the books of the promised Messiah and his statements. But to say that these books are very difficult, therefore directly the people in this country or the youngsters, these people cannot read that. It is only for the people from India and Pakistan. It was written for them. It is totally wrong. The youngsters and the children, they should be encouraged to read the books of the promised Messiah, and this is the responsibility of the elders. They should do it. And similarly, auxiliary organizations and the Jamaat administration, they should also remind them about it. This is wrong to say that as they are difficult, therefore we should not study it. Gradually we will be drifting away from this truth. Because the wording of the promised Messiah, the great excellence and the majesty that it occupies, if we just present the summary of that, we cannot have that excellence in that subject, in that statement. Under different topics, the books of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they have been translated, and they are, it's in 5 volumes of Essence of Islam. They are already available. The English-speaking people should study that. Although the real essence and the blessing, which is in the original wording, that is something different, but still, to some extent, they can enjoy that. And those books which have been translated in full, they should also be available in all Ahmadi houses. And I'm sure, I have the hope that very soon the translation of Prahin Ahmadiyya will also be complete. So those people, English speaking people, they would be able to, they should read the books, study the book, buy the books of the Promised Messiah and read it. And they should be able to convince the other people with arguments given by the Promised Messiah. And Urdu speaking people, they must have the full set of the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in their houses. Now the new composing on the computer, the books are being printed according to that, and by the time of Jalsa, some volumes will be available. So the Ahmadis, those who do not have these books, they should buy that book. In one of my previous sermon, I mentioned that a lady wrote to me that after reading the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, about the attributes of Allah Almighty, when I considered that, now I have been able to understand the Holy Quran. So in order to understand the meaning of the Holy Quran, it is essential to read the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل علينا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر